After all, we still have joy.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
Say it now, say it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Being human is not going to give you a pass with God. Doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, is not going to give you a free pass with God. You know, there's nowhere in the Bible where anybody received a pass to do what they want to do, and God signed off on it. He never did, and guess what? He never will. We better stand looking directly at Jesus for all of our answers to all of our problems and to all of our questions. He is our perfect example. That's who Jesus is, and we need to look to him. Praise God. We need to look to him. You know, he embodied God himself, meaning he looked just like him. He was just like him. He was the express likeness and image of God that we could see. We could see how he walked. We could hear how he talked. Because he was down here on the earth in likeness of sinful flesh, just like us. So we could hear him talk. We could see him. We could go sit down beside him. We could go eat with him. You know, when we see Jesus in the scriptures, we see God. Jesus said in John 8 and 19, this is what he said. He said unto them, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me, nor my Father. That's what the disciples asked him. You know, they asked him about God. Where is he? And he said, Where is thy Father? That's what they asked him. Jesus answered, Ye neither know me, nor my Father. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. See what he's trying to tell him, you know, you think you want to know God? Just look at me. And I'm talking to you right now. If you think you want to know God, you look at the red letters in the Bible and you see what Jesus did. That's God talking to you through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can see him. You can see him, saints. You can't know God without knowing Jesus. Jesus is our perfect example. Therefore, look at him and let him be your pattern for a living life. How are you going to live this life? Look at Jesus. Let him be your pattern of obedience to the Father. There's no way that we can get around it. We can't live even a little like the world and please God. Our God is a jealous God. He tells us that. He will not accept anything other than perfection. if we're to be moving and operating in the spirit so that we can be bring this kingdom of heaven down in the earth like it is in heaven, then we're going to have to look like Jesus. We're going to have to be that perfect sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And he will accept no less than us being holy and acceptable unto him. And we can look at Romans 12, 1 and 2, and we can see Paul said, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. We need to be transforming. Seriously, transforming. So he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. When you begin to stop conforming, stop being just like the world, and start transforming, being like God. We can't play in ignorance anymore, saints, and think that it's going to work with God. God see you. He know you. He know your thoughts before you even speak them. You know, so you can tell me anything. You can say anything to me, and you might fool me, but you're not going to fool God. You can act indifferent to certain things and ways which you see in the world. And the world leaders and leadership in the church, you can turn a blind eye. You can do anything you want. You know, you can fall in behind them, but this won't work. None of us can pick and choose the attitudes, the values, the views of the world when it suits our purpose and think that we're pleasing God. No, no. This won't work, saints. We're of the Spirit of God, a royal priesthood, the workmanship of God, made holy and acceptable unto God. You know, we're made in the likeness and the image of God. How can we think we can just live anyway, you know, do anything, and it's going to please God? It's not going to do it. We have to live perfect and upright, just like our Father. When we roll like the politicians and like politics, like juggernauts, when they have scandalous, outrageous behavior and lives that are fueled with lies and hypocrisy and hatred and evil conduct without morals, spiritual values, you've gone out of the will of God, and you're living just like the world. As Christians, we can't participate in these things. We have to be clean, holy, and righteous in this world if we want to be used mightily by God. And that's what this whole lesson is about, to being used by God, and how we must live so that we can be used by God. You know, we're still trying to see and show you how to see through God's eyes, you know, how he perfected Jesus, you know, and he lived in excellence and obedience to his Father. He was the picture of God himself as he lived on this earth. We're still trying to get where we can do the works that Jesus did, and the greater works. John 1 and 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is what Jesus was. He lived just like the Father told him to live, and he showed us in the flesh just how God, his Father, wanted us to live And he showed us, God showed us, how to behold his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word, which is God, was made flesh and dwelled among us. We have no excuse as to how and what we should be doing to please God. We don't have any excuse. We can please God, but we're going to have to learn how to go to the Word and see what God says. We are the children of God, the body of Christ. It's our job, our responsibility, our profession to live by faith, to walk by faith, and not by sight or our feelings. It's now time for us to be moving and operating in the Spirit of God, living by our faith, living and walking by faith, so that we can begin to bring the kingdom of heaven here in this earth. This is what our assignment is in 2020 and beyond. Let's stop acting with indifference, saints of God, and disrespect toward the Word of God. We know God's Word, and he will not have us going along with a liar, a cheater, you know, somebody that hates, a deliberate liar. For no reason. He won't have us walking with those people and going along with those people. We can conjure up in our mind anything we want, but God won't accept it. Politics, political views, world views, you know, they're not God's views. When we mix the two of them, we get evil views. You know, only God can be God. And only the views of God can be the views of God. We can and we will please God if we stay in the confines of his Word. We can please him. The gifts and promises and blessings of God are very great and they're very powerful. But they can only be activated and orchestrated by the Spirit of God, by the faith of God. We have been anointed, appointed, and called by God to prosper in everything we put our hands to do. We can live holy and righteous in this present world. We have been given power over all the power of the enemy. We have power to speak to the mountains, and the mountains will have to obey. They will have to move. We have power to crush serpents, lions, and adders. He said, we shall tread upon the heads of these lions and the adders, which are snakes. And we can drink any deadly poison and it won't harm us. Now, he didn't say go out there and tempt him by just picking up something you know is poison and drinking it. No, he didn't say that. If you do it accidentally, it's not going to hurt you. You know, don't be afraid to take these vaccines. God won't allow us to be harmed in any kind of way because we take these vaccines because we believe what these doctors and what these scientists are saying, along with praying to God, asking him, Lord, you protect us and you keep us when we take this medicine, you know. But we believe God most of all. We stand on the promises of God that he won't allow anything to hurt us or harm us. So let's live so God can always use us. Anytime and anywhere. Let's clean our lives up so we can know when we are wrong. Nobody have to tell us that we're wrong. God put his laws in our hearts so that we will not have any excuse. You know, cultish behavior is not of God. It's not of God. That strange, unhinged, blindly following any man other than God is wrong, and it's evil in nature. We shall have no other God before God. That's what he said. We shall have no other God before God. John 2:11 says, in Cana, both God's grace and his power were manifested. We see this in John 2:11. It says, and you know that marriage supper in Canaan was where Jesus turned the water into wine. That's what this scripture is talking about. And this is what verse 11 says. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. And this is what happened when he did that. He manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Jesus manifested his own glory by the glory of his Father to his disciples when he showed them that he had the power to turn that water into wine at the marriage of Cana. Saints of God, we have an awesome power. We have an awesome leader in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let's get on board, because our time is running short. Amen and amen. We want to look at Isaiah 40 and 28. And this is what it says. Hath thou not known? Hath thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he faints not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding. I just told you, you'll never get to where you understand everything that God is, that he can do, and that he has given us. God's understanding is just, it's off the charts. It's off the charts. God is the everlasting Father. We need to know. He sees and he knows everything about us. And the word of God reveals this to us. God knows where each one of us, where we are in our lives and in our devotion to him. He knows this. He knows what we're going through, and he wants to use us. He wants us to respond to him through his word. That's the only way he can use us, and that's the only way he can help us, is through his word. We have to respond to the word of God. There might be mountains in our lives, but Jesus showed us how we could speak to the mountains, and they have to move. Saints of God, it's in that same book of Mark, the 11th chapter. We have to read these scriptures. We have many tools at our disposal, but we have to learn how to use them. In Isaiah 28 and verse 10 and 13, he talks about line upon line and precept upon precept, which means the word of God is the general rule and regulations of our behavior and our thoughts. I'm going to say that again. Isaiah 28:10-13, it talks about line upon line, precept upon precept. And what that means is it's the word of God. And it's the general rules that governs our behavior and our thoughts. It regulates our behavior and our thoughts. What regulates our behavior and our thoughts? The word of God. So can you see how important and how vital it is for us to know the word and practice the word? Because it regulates our behavior and our thoughts. You know we must speak the word. The Bible says speak the word only, and God will come to our rescue. He'll come to our rescue, saints of God, when we speak the word only. When we start speaking things from our own little bag of words, for a better word to put it, God is not going to, he's not going to listen to that. He's going to listen to, when we speak his word, the word of God, then he'll come to our rescue. Because the word of God that we speak, it has the power, the supernatural power of life and death in them. And this is why we're supposed to only speak what the word of God say. We're not supposed to say what we're having, but we're supposed to say what we want to have. So we might be having a gosh awful day, but we're not supposed to say we're having a gosh awful day. We're supposed to say this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And guess what? Those words have the power in them to make it happen. We will rejoice and be glad in the day that God has given us. Saints of God, this is true. We have to believe it. We have to understand it, and we have to practice it every day. Romans 4:17 says, Paul tells us in verse 17, he says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Listen at this, saints of God. Before whom he believed. This is who he believed in. He believed in God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old. This is Abraham. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's wombs. He didn't consider that. Verse 20 says, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, having given glory to God. See, he didn't flutter. He didn't begin to turn away from the word of God. He didn't waver. He didn't doubt. And he didn't hesitate. He stayed on the word of God. Just like Abraham, we too can grab a hold to faith, trust, and believe God. When we're up against problems and situations seemingly that are unsolvable, we can hold to the word of faith, which we speak, the word of God. Anytime we speak the word of God, it is the word of faith. And we have to speak it, saints of God. We have to call things that be not as though they were. We have to call things that, you know, like we want them. Sometimes we say things like, I'm feeling bad today. Well, you're going to continue to feel bad. But if you start saying, I am well, blessings and favor of God is in my life, and I feel great, I feel fine. Now, body, get in line with the word of God. God hear when you speak his words, but when you speak your words, God is not going to listen to that. He's not going to listen to the things of God. I just want to just reiterate some things to you. When you talk about he didn't stagger, you know, we have to call things. We have to call things that be not. Remember, I want you to remember Jairus, one of the rulers of the synagogue, when he saw Jesus. This is in Mark, the 5th chapter, in around about the 22nd verse. When he saw Jesus, the Bible said he fell down at Jesus' feet. And verse 23, he says, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter, she lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. See, he had faith in God. He said, just come pray for her, and she'll be healed, and she shall live. And verse 24, and Jesus went with him, and such people followed him. A lot of people started following Jesus and thronging him or surrounding him. And a certain woman, he came upon this certain woman, she came to him, and he healed her. She had an issue of blood. And Jesus was still on his way to Jairus' house as he healed this woman. In verse 35, while Jesus yet spoke, there came from the house. And now Jesus, all this time, When Jairus met Jesus, and he fell to his feet, and he asked him to come to his house, Jesus was steady walking through, going on to Jairus' house. And he healed this woman that was sick with this blood disease. She had an infirmity, and she was sick. And he healed that woman. And he kept going to Jairus' house. And verse 35 says, while he, meaning Jesus, yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue's house a certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troubleth thou the master any further? See, he just wanted to stop the man and told him, look, why troubleth thou the master any further? And listen at how Jesus replied in verse 36. And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, this is what Jesus, he just leaped into his thought. And he says unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Saints of God, Jesus didn't let no time lapse so that Jairus could start unbelieving and crying and hooping and hollering because his daughter, no, he didn't leave any room for that. He told him under no certain words, be not afraid, only believe. Don't be afraid, just believe. And guess what? We have to have that same attitude. We have to do the same thing because this was written for us. All scriptures was written for us. So we have to take this scripture and we have to remember that when things come about, I don't care if it's fast or slow or gradual or however it come about, evil things come upon us, be not afraid. We have to remember this scripture. Be not afraid. Only believe. Only believe what? Believe what God says. No devil could hurt or harm us. Nothing that Satan can do can hurt or harm us when we believe. But we have to have faith in God and we have to believe. You know, the point I want you to see is that Jesus immediately called the situation the way he wanted it. See, we're talking about calling those things that be not as though they were. The girl was dead. She was dead. But Jesus immediately called the situation that he wanted it. And he told him, he stopped the fear factor. He stopped Jairus from having fear. And he kept the ruler's faith intact. He kept Jairus' faith intact. This is our example from Jesus. We can't lose it. Yeah, when we hear of an evil report or any evil thing that come upon us suddenly, somebody dies, we have that very same power that raised Jesus from the dead. We have that very same power, and we can use that power, saints of God. But guess what? We got to know how to use it. We have to know how to use it. You know, the word of God, their faith words, they have the power to heal, to deliver, to set free, and to perform any petition that we put before God. It will perform that petition, thanks of God. But if we don't trust God, if we don't believe or rely on his word, God can't help us. And with all that power that I've read about, that I've read scriptures to you about, all of that power that he's given us, his church, we are the church of the living God. And all that power that he's given us won't do us a bit of good if we don't believe it and if we don't put it into practice. Abraham held on to the promise over 25, maybe 30 years, not wavering or doubting that God was able to perform the words that he told him. He was able. Even when he was old and Sarah, she had passed the childbearing age, he still believed, you know, that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. And he received that promise supernaturally. Abraham did. We give up too quick, saints of God. We don't trust the word of God. And if he doesn't answer. As soon as we pray, we lose faith, we lose hope, and we quit. We have to call things. That's what this lesson is about. We have to call things into existence. The thing we
have in you. All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bear. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bear. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bear or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884.
But when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you, Jesus.
Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1 as we go deeper in the Word of God.
That's to worship the Lord. done in this earth, oh God. Oh God, we bless you.
I believe. to you. Learn to fast and pray and bask in his word. And before too long, you will have heard. Fast. I believe that only what you do for Christ will last. I believe God will forgive you of your past. All you have to do is sincerely
Winter Fed is back. The free, family-friendly, award-winning holiday festival will be held December 9th through the 12th in downtown Alexandria. In its seventh year, the festival features a variety of fun-filled activities, including ice skating, fireworks, live music, lots of food and shopping, the Ugly Sweater 5K run, visits with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and it all wraps up Sunday with the Alexandria Christmas Parade. Make plans to be there. Learn more online at alexwinterfed.com or on Facebook at Alex Winterfed.
In the beginning, taking the COVID vaccine was a hard no for me. I take vaccines, but for some reason, it all felt rushed. And honestly, I don't always trust the government. I got COVID myself, and people in my community are dying from the Delta variant. The numbers don't lie. After doing more research, getting vaccinated was the right choice for me. For more information, call 855-453-0774 or visit covidvaccine.la.gov.
The Greater Alexandria Metroplex is going to be cloudy on this Tuesday. There's a slight chance for a rain shower. High temperature around 55. Mostly cloudy at night with a few showers late. There's a 30% chance of rain with 47 degree lows. Cloudy and 52 in Natchez, Mississippi. Considerable cloudiness at night with an occasional rain. 40% chance. Look for overnight low at 48. 58 and cloudy in Lake Charles. Cloudy in the evening, off and on rain after midnight with overnight low at 52. Cloudy skies early in Monroe with a high temperature at 55. It'll be partly cloudy in the evening, winds light and variable with an overnight low at 41. Shreveport will get a few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny with a high at 58. A few clouds from time to time at night with an overnight low at 42. That's how your Tuesday weather stacks up. I'm Wade Hampton.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
There's a praise that lives deep in my heart, and it says, oh Lord, I love you, I am blessed when I think of your goodness to me. It comforts me daily, but there are times in when things don't work out right, and my burdens are heavy, and there's no joy in sight. Put my eyes back on you, for you've always come through, and with this simple refrain, I will bless you, cause
Lord, you've been good to me. Whoa. Made the way I could not see. Your love came in and lifted me. And I won't complain.
Yeah.
Through the years, you've been there to dry my tears. There is not a closer friend than you.
Oh, Lord, you have been so good to me. More than this world could ever be.
I really want to thank
you.
Let the words of my mouth leave no room for doubt.
K-A-Y-T.
K-A-Y-T.
Digital radio.
Digital radio.
Has arrived. Hear the difference.
Crystal clear sound.
Digital radio has arrived. Hear the difference.
Digital radio station.
K-A-Y-T.